I'm Russ Kaiser, and I'm the owner of the company with my son Billy and also my other son James Kaiser, and I live in Mount Airy, Maryland.
My name is Bill Kaiser. I'm also, once again, an owner with my father, and I live in Finksburg, Maryland. Okay. The company name is Integral Components Incorporated. Okay. I've been doing business for about 18 years now. About 6 or 7 years ago, we had gotten the idea, just some way to give back. We've started a lot of work for the military over the years, and we came up with the idea of putting some gift boxes together. And at that time, we'd include in there video games, just small handheld little video games, a magazine, maybe some flavoring and some candy for the troops to send over. Over the years, it's grown. So today, this is probably the largest endeavor we've done, where we're doing 170 boxes to go to multiple different divisions of the military. And we're including in there the iPods, magazines, candies, cookies, drink mix, toothpaste, toothbrushes, just this things we've heard over the years back from the troops with thank you letters that we've gotten back, and things that they like and things that they can use, and friends and family members in the service that we know, different items that they wish they had.
Really been no real challenges. It's just the biggest thing is finding out what the troops really want. And that's when we were told that they wanted pretzels. We went out and bought pretzels. Another individual said they like to have cable ties so they can hang things in their tents, and so we got cable ties. So I guess the biggest thing is determining what the troops really want. That's the biggest challenge. Anything was probably vacuum sealing 340 dozen cookies. The employees baked the cookies and brought them in the morning, and then during the day we ran two vacuum sealers. We put 12 cookies on a plate and then put them in the bag and vacuum seal it. And Tina, who runs the deli across the street, she'd bring her cookies over at noon time when she was delivering lunch, and so we'd end up with another 30 or 40 dozen cookies to vacuum seal in the afternoon. And, but again, it was a pleasure to be able to do that for the troops.
One of the employees who worked here said that she makes good homemade candy, and she brought in a couple pieces one day for us to try and asked if we would mind if she made enough for all the troops. And we said that we would greatly appreciate it. She went above and beyond what we were expecting any one individual to do, so she made enough bags of candy for every one of the 170 boxes to have a bag of candy.
Yeah. And the Monday after Thanksgiving, we go to the post office with 170 boxes and ship them. But we tie the post office up for about 3 hours trying to get 170 boxes.
Wow. We're pretty surprised how quick they get there. Some of them made it there within a week, I would almost say, which is not what we were expecting. We try to do it early in case some don't make it in time. I mean, it was something taking 2-3 weeks.
The post office official response is we have to have the cookies to them or the packages to them by the day after Thanksgiving in order to arrive at the station by Christmas. But we find out normally the post office does a lot better than what they say they do. It makes me feel very happy to be able to do it. I'm very pleased.
It's a good feeling. It's good to be able to give back what we can. I mean, it's you all do a great job and a lot of support for us in the country, so it's a small token of what we can give back. Just thanks to the troops for all you're doing.
I'm Thomas Baird. I'm Command Sergeant Major of the 29th Combat Aviation Brigade, and I live in Westminster, Maryland. My full-time job, I'm the Director of Planning, Zoning, and Development for Westminster, and I'm involved in all building projects. Mr. Kaiser, that owns Integral, was at my office one day in regard to his building expansion. And when he was sitting in my office, he saw the memorabilia, and he didn't realize until then that I was in the Guard. And he started talking to me about the things they do at Thanksgiving and what they've done in the past. And he says to me, is there a unit in Maryland that we could support? And I said, I don't know, but I can sure find out. So I contacted Colonel Kohler, and we got hooked up with B Company, 2nd Battalion, 20th Special Forces in Afghanistan. And from there, we started working the the logistics to get the packages to them, to get the unit address and everything else. So it was more probably by chance, but it was really a great thing that came out of it. You know, it makes me feel good because, as I was saying earlier, that the employers are one of the pillars of strength of the Maryland Guard, with the soldier family's employers. So when a company steps up, and they may have guardsmen here, I don't know if they do or don't. It really was never asked of me. But when you have an employer that steps up to offer support and to think about service members and to get their employees involved, it's not like they just rather they had everyone involved in the process, and you could see that they were pretty excited about that. Just to be a part of that makes me happy. Today is a good example of the goodness of America and Americans, and what people will do for no fanfare because they think it's the right thing. And it didn't really matter what people think about the war, good or bad. Deep down, they love our soldiers. They love what they do, what they stand for, and this is just the American public's way to say thank you. And just to be a part of that is pretty awesome.